Gaza's Civil Defense Agency said an Israeli strike on a residential building in Gaza City killed at least 23 people Wednesday, most of them children or women, as the military said it targeted a senior Hamas fighter. The strike took place in the Shujaya neighborhood of Gaza City, the agency's spokesman Mahmoud Bassal told AFP. The death toll from the Shujaya massacre has risen to 23 martyrs, including 8 children and 8 women, he said, adding that more than 60 people were wounded. There are still people trapped under the rubble. Ayub Salim, a 26-year-old Shujaya resident, told AFP he witnessed the strike on the 4-story block. He said the area was hit with multiple missiles and was overcrowded with tents, displaced people and homes. Shrapnel flew in all directions, he said, speaking of a terrifying and indescribable scene. Dust and massive destruction filled the entire place. We couldn't see anything, just the screams and panic of the people. Salim said the dead were torn to pieces. Even now, emergency crews are still transporting the dead and the injured. It is truly a horrific massacre, he said. A crew from the Gaza Civil Defense Agency rushed to the scene, only to find several people trapped under the rubble, a rescuer said. This house was home to many people who believed they were safe. It was blown up over their heads, Ibrahim Abu Al-Rish told AFP. He added that the strike hit while many children were playing inside. The house was directly bombed, and the entire residential area was destroyed, he said. We pulled out the remains of women and children. There are still people buried under the rubble. Bloody massacre. When asked by AFP about the strike, the military said it struck a senior Hamas terrorist, who was responsible for planning and executing terrorist attacks from the area. It did not give the target's name and renewed its claim, denied by Hamas, that the group uses human shields. Hamas condemned the strike as one of the most heinous acts of genocide. The terrorist Zionist Occupation Army has committed a bloody massacre by bombing a densely populated residential area filled with civilians and displaced people, the group said in a statement. These ongoing massacres against our defenseless people, with full support from the American administration, which is complicit in the aggression, represent a stain on the conscience of the international community. Israel resumed intense strikes on the Gaza Strip on March 18, ending a 2-month ceasefire with Hamas. Efforts to restore the truce have so far failed. The health ministry in the Hamas-run territory said on Wednesday that at least 1,482 Palestinians have been killed in the renewed Israeli operations, taking the overall death toll since the start of the war to 50,846. Asim Badran, a member of Hamas's political bureau, told AFP on Tuesday that it was necessary to reach a ceasefire in Gaza,